Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to Oracle's podcast series on location intelligence.
In today's podcast, we'll look at how Oracle is rapidly location-enabling many of its business applications so that users can access, visualize, query, and analyze spatial information together with non-spatial information in the same enterprise database. In this podcast, learn firsthand how Oracle Utilities is taking advantage of Oracle Application Server, MapViewer, Oracle Locator, and Oracle Spatial in utility industry applications. Today we're joined by Peter Turi, Director of Product Management for Oracle Utilities Work and Asset Management, and Jim Steiner, the Senior Director of Oracle Server Technology. Welcome, Jim and Peter. Jim, before we go into the specific example of how Oracle Utilities is using MapViewer and Oracle Spatial data, perhaps you can tell us in general about Oracle Spatial and location technology and how Oracle Utilities is currently leveraging it and what you're doing to enable its use in other enterprise business applications.
Sure, Joe. Thanks very much. So let me just start by saying that this is really part of a broad-based approach to not only utilities applications, but many of Oracle's applications, our Fusion apps, our traditional enterprise e-business suite applications, the applications which previously came from Siebel and PeopleSoft, and what we call our global business units in areas like utilities and communications and retail. On the part of utilities, actually the mapping and geospatial capabilities are being integrated into the work and asset management solution, the mobile workforce management, the network management solution, the customer care and billing, and in different ways. In some areas, it's visualization. It's showing the customer or the asset on a map. In others, it's use of our geocoding technology so that it's, we're integrating the geocoder into the application. In others, it's use of our network data model for managing the networks. So it's really being done in a broad fashion and in taking advantage of the various capabilities of our mapping and geospatial capabilities.
Peter, Oracle Utilities applications have an excellent following in the utility industry. Can you tell us a bit about how geospatial information is involved in your applications and how you've integrated Oracle Application Server, MapViewer, and Oracle Spatial data?
Sure, Joe. For our application, or I should say our suite of products in the Oracle Utilities area, many of the objects that we deal with every day associated with our utility customers are spatially located out in the field. These include customers for our billing solution, assets for an application like the one that I'm associated with, crews, and how they go out and perform service to customers as well as work on the assets. We're dealing with assets out in the field like overhead electric lines, power poles, underground piping, maybe surface piping like gas transmission lines. The challenge for the utility customers we deal with is that this infrastructure is enormous. And with that size comes complexity, especially when it comes to managing the work that has to be done on repairing assets, dealing with customer service issues, as well as planning for new infrastructure to support new developments. So when we get into the context of an application like the work and asset management application, planners and schedulers are dealing with making sure that the work that they're planning is efficient. And that's where GIS and the support of Oracle Spatial comes into play. Being able to see the infrastructure, to see where interactions are, to plan where their crews need to be, these create opportunities for increasing efficiency as well as making sure that when they send them out to do the work, that they're doing the right work on the right assets in a sequence that makes sense. So what we've done is we've linked our application with the Oracle MapViewer. We have some history with integrations with GIS systems, but the Oracle MapViewer gives us the opportunity to use some internal infrastructure in terms of our technology base, the technology that our application is based on within Oracle, to use that to link to our application and manage that within our own shop. So we have a map viewer that's right there on the Oracle application server, and then we've built software that integrates to that map viewer and puts features that relate to our asset and work management software right there on the map viewer so that users can take advantage of that while they're in the context of the map.
We understand that Oracle Utilities Work and Asset Management also supports map viewing capabilities from other GIS vendors. Peter, what are the potential benefits to customers that choose to use the new integration with Oracle Application Server Map Viewer?
Well, I think there's quite a few. You know, first let me say that many of our customers use GIS systems extensively, and they build up their infrastructure of GIS data through the use of those other systems. So what we're providing is leverage of the data that they've collected, a huge data store, tied to a huge data store of information about the assets and the work history out in the field. So when you start using a system like ours tied to that data through the Oracle Spatial capabilities, you start seeing some benefits come out. One very clearly for us in dealing with our user community is that we have multiple GIS systems that we see out in the marketplace. By centering on a single map viewer, which is just a component of the overall GIS capability, but by focusing on that one component and building in integration features with that one component, we can now increase the efficiency of the use of our system as functions such as planning of work and analyzing history on assets and work. Those features become more efficient over time. I think another benefit is customers saw that as we advanced our integration with GIS systems, the standards that are out there, they tended to advance in one area at one time and then in another area for a different product at another time. So by focusing on the single product, we can increase the efficiency of our customers' use of that map viewer and our integration software. So what we wanted to do with our integration to the map viewer is provide a central, single point of focus, if you will, on integration capabilities and be able to invest in a very focused way how to improve those capabilities over time. So our users see a return on investment, both in the investment they're making in their GIS data, as well as investment they're making on adding new data to the work and asset management repository around the execution of work and the care of their assets. I think another big benefit that has certainly popped up is because this map viewer is part of the infrastructure of the Oracle application server, there's not a cost to deploy it. There's our integration software, which our customers are licensed to, and then we support over time. But the map viewer itself is right there on the application server and can be deployed to the field without a user cost. And that can add up to quite a substantial savings.
That's a really good last point. Jim, how are Oracle customers responding to location-enabled business applications in general? And maybe where can people find out more about Oracle Spatial and location products?
The reaction has been, you know, incredibly positive. There's a huge wow factor with the mapping capabilities, and probably more importantly, with the analysis that's possible with the geospatial infrastructure that's provided by MapViewer and Oracle Spatial. So people are finding this to be, you know, as we have always believed, to be much more intuitive and provides a much richer interaction beyond simply the context in the background, because it's the way that we've taken this approach is that it really becomes part of the application. So, you know, we've seen situations where applications which had been designed for inventory management in retail settings had previously been tabular to be used for cost comparisons, where discounting should occur, where inventories are too high and too low. And it was an extremely cumbersome application prior to the integration of the mapping capability. Once we added the mapping capability, the ROI was much better, the usability was much better. So, and it's just a tremendously more intuitive approach. So the reaction's been fantastic, and the unique capability that we offer by being part of the platform is that this really does broaden it to analysis. It becomes part of the application, and it becomes part of many applications. So, you know, for example, Peter was focusing on the work in asset management, but the fact that MapViewer is going to be part of the and is already part of a number of the other utilities applications provides a common context and a common integration point for many utility applications, and it allows the user to have a way to drive the application through the map, to represent the operations on the map in a really consistent fashion. So, you know, in a word, it's been a tremendously positive response and something that really, once users begin to see it, they really have a reaction of, it should always have been this way. There's really just kind of this natural assumption that this ought to be part of applications. To your second point, or second question, where can people find out more information about the spatial location project products? First of all, we always point people to the Oracle Technology Network, and the geospatial information can be found at www.oracle.com/technology/products/spatial or /technology/product/mapviewer. This is the place that you'll find all the presentations from the Oracle Spatial User Conference and white papers, partner data, partner information, information about all the products and all the latest information that's occurring in the Oracle Spatial area. Secondly, I always like to point people to the Pro Oracle Spatial book. There is an 11G version that's recently been produced, and it's a fantastic resource.
Jim, Peter, thanks very much for an excellent discussion on some of the location-based applications of Oracle Spatial products, and we'll certainly point readers and listeners to those resources. Thanks very much again.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks for listening today, and join us next time for another podcast sponsored by Oracle on location intelligence.